You're watching Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, Lady Rick, Bweebum, featuring XV.
And you are listening to Radio Free Cybertron. I am your host and friend, J.D.
Woo.
Well, one of the two is correct anyway.
Yes, I am the host anyway. Brian's not here, but we have XV, host of Superhero Time, Peter, host of Screen View, Amy, host of Bitmapped 2099, John DeLuna, host of New Soundwave, and Rob, the host of Rescue 911. So,
that's right.
Welcome, those of you who are joining us live or in recorded podcast land. As I said, Brian's taking vacation this week, so hosting falls to me, but we will have our regular show like we do. So,
or something
similar thereof.
No, just something.
Well, it'll be something. It'll be our show. It'll be us doing the show.
Yes. We can guarantee that much.
It will definitely be something resembling a show.
It will be a show, and we will be on it, and that's it.
There'll be talking, there'll be something like discussion.
And there will be Rob's heavy breathing.
Right.
Yes. Labored breathing.
And I can't get bothered about Rob's heavy breathing, let me tell you.
There's no heavy petting going on, I'm okay. Well,
stroking of the chin going on, Peter, and I can't make any promises, man.
Distance. Okay, on this show, a few weeks ago, I think we collectively groaned at the prospect of yet another masterpiece convoy. Is that correct? I mean, I think I'm correct in saying that, right?
I would say groaned.
There was a bit of a
maybe
mess.
Eye roll?
Yeah. I called an eye roll.
Eye roll?
Out of size.
I don't know about you guys, but I do not have enough Optimus Primes.
Yeah.
If there's only about 77, 78 of them to go around.
And that's not counting a movie.
So, eye roll collective, if you will. Not necessarily excited. Then, we got pictures of Masterpiece Prime 2.0, as it's being called.
And that's bad looking.
I want it.
This looks like the most easy, well, aside from Grimlock, most easy to transform masterpiece ever.
Except it's not, because I was reading the thread where they were talking about this on AllSpark, and somebody actually noticed on the pictures that we have that some details from the front of the truck cab are actually on the robot's back.
Just looking at it, it looks like the transformation is very similar to Masterpiece. Just in the way that it looks like everything goes together and where things end up.
The difference is, though, that it actually looks good in vehicle mode.
Yeah.
I don't know how they managed that one.
I was thinking, looking at it, he looked a lot like
Special Magical Powers.
Universe Inferno, but you guys are mentioning that. I'm like, oh, damn it.
I'm just glad it doesn't fall apart when you look at him.
Well, and he also doesn't look as rigid and as boxy as the previous version. I mean, he has like decent side turning ankles. Well, one feature is it's the size. It's a little bit smaller than the original.
It's the same height as Masterpiece Rodimus.
Correct. It puts it in that same size category.
They found and killed that old mold by now, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably like jelly at this point.
Storable gun.
They're going to reissue it and be like Masterpiece Convoy Classic.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, no.
In comic colors.
You know it.
So,
UK edition, red toes.
Now, this looks amazing. The downside is this comes with everything and the kitchen sink. So, it comes with the trailer. It comes with Spike. It has the gun, the Matrix, the chest opens, you know, the whole nine yards as far as that. I've seen the estimates, or my understanding, the price on this is in the $200+ range,
around $250 before shipping costs.
Oh. Let's see. Well,
you know, it comes with the trailer and the kitchen sink, as you mentioned.
That's right. It's a gold-plated kitchen sink.
Of course, the kitchen sink is scaled correctly. So,
roughly around Christmas time, without a trailer at Toys R Us for $70.
I'm hoping, and that's
I'm expecting.
Yes, that's what I would.
I'm demanding.
Well, okay. Here's the question, though. I mean, obviously, this is a really hard sell at $250 with, you know, all the bells and whistles, but even if there was a stripped down version that was just, you know, Prime himself and the essential pieces, would you even be interested in getting another Masterpiece Prime?
Yes.
At that price, yes.
This I would. I mean, you know, and that's the other, that's like I said, the problem with, for me, with the other Prime is that it's really, it doesn't feel like a figure. It's so heavy and dense and big and bulky that it's like this oversized statue, but this feels like a figure. Like, this looks like something I could pose and would want to display.
I want this with the trailer.
That no
is,
way.
That is Brian. That is all.
Ghost the voice of Brian.
That was enough to bring Brian out of his hiding place, yeah, to out say of his that. Slumber. Woo.
You know,
if you're not like, on the show, don't be on the show.
And don't inflate his ego, Peter.
What? It just came out of nowhere. I couldn't help it.
I was just waiting for a moment to chime in and say, well, Brian is in the chat, and he says...
he wants a week off, and then he, like, sits around and, like, trolls his own show. What the hell?
Well, that is Brian's idea of a vacation.
Yeah.
If that's not Brian, then he's not really Brian.
Guys, it's easy to be cynical about spending $250 on a Masterpiece Prime when I've already got three Masterpiece Primes, so, nah, I'm okay. The American version comes out for like $70. Even if it's missing stuff, I'm going to have it, or I'm going to die of a heartbreak.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I can't afford anything right now, but
yeah.
I don't know. I could donate blood for this. Not donate, but sell it anyway.
Platelets.
Yes. New plasma, guys. Man. Be the first plasma, platelets, all of whatever. Us this toy, and you will win a shout out on the show.
Or some of JD's blood. Whichever
one
is,
whichever one is, sell my bodily fluids in order to.
It could be JD's or a hobo.
I will go to Taco Bell and get you a couple of these mints and send it to you.
Sonic has much better mints than Taco Bell.
Fresh bread.
And if you do it quickly, true,
but that's where Taco Bell's
going
to
do it. It's a scab of some sort.
You can get like a taco, chips, and a drink for $2, man, and little cinnamon mints.
The gun stores in the figure too. I mean, come on, that's just. That's kind of nice.
I'm not gonna downplay the engineering in this because it looks really impressive, especially at that size. Unless it turns out to be another Masterpiece Rodimus and shatters in your hands.
See, that's my concern. Like, what are the odds that the actual manufacturing of this figure are going to be in line with, you know,
the Tara did make it.
And the thing, since the pictures came out, that I've been stuck on is I need to see a transformation diagram. I need to see step by step how this
day by
goes.
Day.
Robot and truck, yeah, step by step, day by day. Can't think of the next line to the song.
Can I?
Someone call the cops on Uncle Joey.
That's
the wrong show.
Oh, yeah,
you should be ashamed,
right,
of yourself.
But if the transformation is too complicated at that size, it doesn't matter how it's constructed, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think you can bet it's going to be in line with the Masterpiece version of Prime that we have. I mean, just looking at it, you know, just looking at the picture, you can see where things apparently are folding from the bottoms of the arms. I mean, the placement of where the stacks are.
Guys, things just made sense.
Uh-oh.
Takara sent Fun Creations or whatever, Master Funky Duel, the third-party guys,
I gear.
And what was one of their big sellers last year? The Small Down Masterpiece Prime. Why would they do that? Because we got our own Small Down Masterpiece Prime coming.
Except they're still selling Small Down Masterpiece Prime.
But they send a dirty letter, Gexvy.
Yeah, they did send a dirty letter.
And don't you dare put any prototypes up either, man.
Mm-hmm. What's the chat saying? Does anybody in the chat want this, John? I don't.
Yeah, I mean, people are... you know, I think they have the same opinion as us. It looks awesome. Whoa, $250.
Yeah, you know? I know. That's yeah. It's
about Gilbeat raises an interesting point in the chat, which is that we know there's at least one guaranteed sale, and that's Ender.
Yeah. Yes. There's we know that Ender is going to own this figure. Yeah.
And he'll probably find a way to get one of the lucky draw versions that will inevitably come out.
And he's got himself a little bit more right now,
knowing that he's going to have to dish out $250 for this.
You know, Oh, Lady Rick, you have changed.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
She got a haircut. Oh, no.
Not only did she, like, get younger by about...
10 years?
Decent amount. Like 10? Yeah,
be careful, man. Be careful.
Yeah, I know. I had to be careful about that one.
Hey, what was husband's like a
also person. Lost a lot of hair and picks her nose on camera.
Yeah, well, this show
I've
will
got
be
boogers.
Tony, if you're not watching this show, if you're just listening,
the
you're kind of missing
that out. And Rob on an average show is, you know, like 30 years.
Yeah. it's like about 30 years and the hair went from here to here.
I want it, though. I can't.
It really.
I can't. I've been thinking about that figure like almost all day, and I'm like, man, I really want it.
You know what would make the ultimate G1 Prime a homage, and no one will ever do it?
It turns gray and crumbles to dust and blows away.
Nope. Yes. I want a toy where I can take the fist off when I transform and put him in the cab.
Yeah.
That's what G1 did. No one ever homages that in any way, even if it just folds up in there. You know, as part of the transformation, I want that homage at some point because everyone did
but
that.
You want it to be engineered at least, maybe not with the fist coming fists. Off, so they can fold up and be inside the cab.
Exactly. That way, it's like that's why it's got seats, right? You put the hands there.
Yeah, I was gonna say maybe they could make it where the hands become the seat backs.
That would have been for the that would have been where the little figure drivers went, though, right? I mean, for the Diaclone version, that's where the. The drivers would have said, but we always put the fist there. I know I did, but
yeah, it's like, you're like, oh, you know, later you're like, oh, the drivers went there. But, see, we actually had, these, robot toys are mechanized. I don't remember the name of them. It's not Robostrux, which were, the early form of Zoids in America. These other mechanized ones, they had the little figurines and we'd stick them in our Transformers. They fit right in and they weren't Diachrones. Cause I did have a couple of those US Diachrones. Boy, those things broke. Yeah. Those broke by looking at them, but they did have. There's little figures that I stick them right in there, and I was just like, "Oh, that's cool! It's like Spike and Spark Plug, yay!" You know. Then it's like, "No, put the fist there. That's what's for there for." Oh, okay.
I think I had some of those. Wasn't there like a? It was a Diaclone. I think it was a Diaclone, but it wasn't. It was like Vehicle Voltron, but it wasn't Vehicle Voltron. Mm-hmm. It was another like vehicle set that fit together.
Yeah, there's.
It came with pilots and stuff.
Prior to and right after Transformers release, man, there was so many robot toys on the shelves. It was like any dollar stores, like clearance Shogun Warriors and like Diachrons that didn't take off, but they took off a year later when they cost $10 more. In hindsight, you got to be like, man, that stuff was dead on water. That shows you what good marketing will do for a product.
Yeah. So let's see. We've got pre-order for the new... Masterpiece Hot Rod, which is the same, but hopefully not as broken. Yes?
Yep. Yeah, BBTS's pre-order has a special note on there claiming that it's to have corrected the flaws of the original version. Of course, that can be taken in so many ways.
Yeah, like, what does that mean?
flaws.
Find a flaw.
This is Takara's flaw, okay? And we've all owned Takara products. Takara's version of flaw. We ran out. Fix that flaw, we got more.
Yeah, here you go. The flaw with the original one is you couldn't get it.
See,
now you can.
I want to have happen with this, though. Okay, they can, you know, thicken up plastic or whatever to stop things from breaking with basically no effort. But I want, as a consequence of that, for the toy to, like, not be able to even transform all the way anymore. They need to fix the existing problems by making an even bigger one.
That could totally happen. I mean, they do that, don't they? I mean, that's happened before?
I don't know, but it should have.
Different plastic density would probably solve a lot of that problem.
Yeah. As long as the same thickness, just well, you know.
Once again, Takara's market's not like America's market, and they have to use cheaper materials just to stay profitable. I mean, if you guys ever picked up like a Takara Beast Wars toy or a Car Robots toy. The movie and anime stuff's been kind of comparable lately, but the plastic's definitely less there. So maybe for this stuff, which has an even smaller profit margin of who's going to buy it, whatever, they might have really had to cheap out on the plastic grades.
I've got for your Car Robots example, I've got Superfire, Convoy, and Gigatron, and honestly, I don't feel a difference in the average toy today from what those felt like.
Okay, so I guess they started getting better in quality
may have peaked. I don't know, because I had the Japanese version of like Tigatron and Shadow Panther, and I thought those seemed
Shadow Panther was great, but like my Waspinator was like this right out of box. Oh, cool, Waspinator.
Well, that was just Waspinator.
Everybody has a Shadow Panther. About 50 cents.
I don't, because I won't, because I'm going to be selling mine.
For 50 cents?
Probably. it depends on what I can get for it on Crave. So yeah, I'm going to be selling a lot of my collection on Crave. In the coming,
it's a good place to do it.
I got to make like $600. That's going to be
fun. Why so much? Oh my
God.
That
could be taken so many
ways. Real quick side story. From the time that I was sick and out, missed work, I ended up basically losing a whole paycheck. So,
oh, ouch.
Yeah, so I need about $600. So Jay, who wants to scorponok with Zarek?
Well, you can either sell on Crave or turn some tricks. I mean, it's really up to
you. I think I'm going to sell me.
I'll give you $5 for it, JD. The scorponok, not the trick.
The scorponok, no. JD,
JD, listen, you're a good looking man. You could probably get it in one night on the street. Yeah. Is all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not that good looking. Anyway, on to the other stuff.
Toby is just sitting with his face cradled in his hands.
No,
JD,
$210 if you want that masterpiece, Rodimus pre-order.
Listen, JD, you do have to turn on the red light.
Anyway, I was almost saying. Anyway, Transformers Prime figures coming out in European markets, and apparently Voyagers, but we don't know who. So,
I'm getting Bulkhead for one.
Bulkhead, break down the big guys.
I hope so.
It's in Megatron.
It's a breakdown.
We've seen the pictures of the Lux toys, so it would only make sense for like Bulkhead, who we haven't seen.
Yeah.
Maybe Skyquake. Oh, please, Skyquake.
Oh.
What's that dead toy?
Whoa, whoa.
Skyquake.
I will say that the Transformers Prime, I don't know. I looked at it again the other day, or today, I guess, and it was like,
It looked pretty cool.
The Optimus toy in cool. Transformers Prime is actually kind of bad looking. Yeah. So that's not really a good example.
Yeah.
I'm interested in the Prime because it's just like animated in a way that I'm so impressed that they managed to look that screen accurate as a toy, considering the art style of the design. So I'm just like, let me get that in my hand and see how well that works, you know?
For some of them, like Starscream, you can tell just to look at the picture that it's kind of cheaty.
Yeah.
Because most of Starscream's body is just under the jet.
Well, I love cheaty ones because we had a ton of those in Beast Machines. Hey, how did that stick turn into that gorilla?
Yeah.
Where'd all those legs come from, Black Arachneo?
Yeah.
Is that your back magically?
Yeah. So,
Hide in the butt.
What's next?
I want you to explain something to me. The Dark of the Moon trailer set a record with 6 million downloads from Apple Trailers. Wasn't there a time frame on that? What was the time frame?
What, 24 hours?
Was it 24 hours?
First 24 hours? Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like...
I really wanted to see it.
And then, of course, there's probably tons more from YouTube, but... why? That trailer is so bad.
But it's the Transformers trailer.
In a world. Yeah.
Nobody actually knew how bad the trailer was until they downloaded and watched it.
That's a fair point, I guess.
How many downloads were actual members of the fandom trying to pick out robots from the trailer? Like, I think that was Ironhide.
Yeah. But I didn't...
Front page it. We saw another one.
I downloaded it. I was fully happy with it.
There was only maybe, the one clip, though, of Shockwave that wasn't... something that we've already seen, basically.
Yeah, but at least we got a plot, though.
Well, you got to remember, this is the iTunes store. This is outside of the our little social world of our
circle?
Own. It's the mainstream. They're like, I can't wait for Transformers 3. Oh, dude, the trailer's up. Yeah, that's badass. That last one was good.
I mean, do they push really hard Apple trailers on iTunes? Like, if you launch the iTunes application, does it say, "Oh, Apple trailers now hosting"?
I think it does. I mean, I think you can look through it. I don't know. I'm not a Mac guy, so I don't
if you use Genius on your iTunes, it'll suggest. And those first two movies and the soundtracks made a lot of money. Well, so I'm pretty sure there's something of something on almost everyone's iTunes, be it PC or Mac.
Well, and Apple trailers is sort of, I mean, I know I may be off base on this, but I kind of think that's sort of become the standard for trailer viewing online. I mean, if I want to watch a trailer online, my first check is always Apple trailers. So, I mean, I'm not surprised that they're getting a majority of the downloads. It's just, I guess the number that just seems so mind blowing. Like, really, there's that many people that are just itching, fired up, you know, waiting for that to show up so they can download and watch that trailer. I mean, I guess it's like you said. I mean, they didn't know what they were getting ahead of time. So,
does anybody know offhand what the previous record holder was?
No.
Nope.
I see.
That was a good thing to look up for before the show, probably.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
You just made that up.
I just make that up. I am totally going with it, though.
Fast Four.
Fast Four, yes. That movie. I was going to go off on a sidetrack about how I don't understand how Vin Diesel and The Rock the movie. And The Rock, you know, I don't know. And this is sort of on topic, I guess, because The Rock was in a Transformers thing. But, you know, Vin
Diesel is wow. The loose that was the most loose association I've ever heard.
I am the king. Anyway, so the Vin Diesel's a professionally trained actor and The Rock is a wrestler, and The Rock is the better actor in that movie. What the hell?
Well, there's a thing called having a personality.
Yeah, I guess so.
And it's called natural talent, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, that also goes along with the personality thing.
Dwayne Johnson. I always have trouble remembering his actual name.
That's
anyway.
Because that's not his name. His name is The Rock.
Right.
Well, he's going to be The Rock again, right? He's going back to wrestling. So
I think he did. Wasn't he at WrestleMania? I think he was at WrestleMania as The Rock. I know nothing about wrestling. And of course, we've lost Rob. He would be able to tell us.
If Kilby was on, maybe.
If Kilby was here.
Kilby.
Seeing people.
Damn it.
He's dead, Jim.
Kilby is dead to me.
So, hey.
We got a podcast that's dead to us.
Decent list of people that are going to be showing up at BotCon. Actually, like, invited. We can't react to Ross. Like, you
have to click announce the date.
You have to come back. Okay, there you go. Run down the list. Flint Dilly. Hey, when was the last time he was at BotCon?
A while. 90s?
Easy.
Yes.
Craig Berger.
03, at least.
He's 03. David Kay.
Last year.
Was he there last year?
I'm sorry, 09. 09, wasn't it? Okay. He's there almost every year.
Has Neil Ross?
Either 2008 or 2009, because he was there for the animated script reading.
Yeah, he was there in 08, but I don't
know. Greg Berger was there last year.
Yeah, Craig Berger was there like every other year. Now that he went that first year. Neil Ross, which got announced, today, I think?
Yeah, this afternoon.
Morgan Lofting was the voice of Firestar and Moonracer, so that's awesome.
Wow, that's going to be a line, you guys.
I missed something. Anyway,
I said it's going to be a line.
It is going to be quite the line. Neil Ross is cool. I think we had interviewed him on Cold Hard Slags several years ago. But and apparently the Moonbase guys knew about that like 2 days ago. And McFeely made a point to make a jab at me. But we're exposing guests of BotCon, as apparently I've been known to do.
Oops.
When did you do that?
Back on Cold Hard Slag. We interviewed, that was the year that we interviewed Michael Bell. And Michael Bell let it slip that Greg Berger was coming to BotCon. And he was supposed to be like the surprise guest. And we didn't realize that. Oops. So we just published published that interview and got some.
Oh, that Michael Bell. He always spills the beans.
He's a trickster. And very, very naughty.
Yes, Michael
Bell.
He was
also the guy that spilled the beans that they were auditioning for Transformers Prime back in, like, it was awesome.
Yeah, he has a bad habit of talking about things he's not supposed to.
Bless his heart, right?
Yeah. Oh, we love him. So that's quite a list, though.
Yeah, it's gonna be a packed stuff.
I'm
packed full of
people. Star, but I'm excited they got Morgan Lofting there.
The female fandom this time round.
yeah. That's gonna be. I think that's gonna be a good deal.
Morgan Lofton's cool because not only was she Firestar and Chromia, she was like almost every female human character on that show.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
It's like she's like voiced more characters than Scott McNeil at this point, I think.
It's really a sad deal for women in voice acting. They just half the time they end up using men for female voices. Like, why are you doing that? There's plenty of women that could do that.
Of course, someone's going to have to get me a Springer's autograph because, you know, kind of owe it to me at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have an autograph or photo, Rob?
That's why I need to be there. It's like, hey, dude, a lot of people don't believe that that's my real name because of you. People think I changed it. Nope.
That's my name. Sorry.
Yep. And then I got to find Jerry and punch him.
What?
Nice.
So, Dark of the Moon game.
Woo.
Woo.
Got a pre-order for that.
Woo.
So, yeah.
Good time.
And there's apparently all kinds of extras and exclusives that you could download if the PlayStation 3 network is ever up.
And there's no actual physical goods you can get as bonuses with it.
Right.
You know, I'm sorry.
You probably get
the RPMs with the Nintendo versions.
Yeah, yeah. And the Stealth Force. They win.
Yes.
Because Always beat a skin.
Best Buy's giving you a free movie ticket upgrade to 3D. Come on.
Yeah.
True, but what if you buy it a week later? Or like you wait till a couple weeks and say, oh, cool, Dark of the Moon's for $20. Or like I did with the Autobots War for Cybertron, got for $9 as a Black Friday deal. Oh, cool. Wow, I can't use this at all.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, cool, a car.
Well, yeah. I mean, Amazon gives you Ratchet. GameStop gives you crap. What was the
Sideswipe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So perhaps. I mean, if you really don't want them right then and there, you can just wait until the DLC comes out. It's gonna be a pack, so it's gonna have. They're gonna come out with a map and character pack, and you can guarantee that those characters are gonna be in there.
And as long as you're not on a PlayStation. There's a good chance you get download.
That's the problem with those pre-order exclusives that are just skins. It's like, what's exclusive about it? Nothing.
Yeah.
To really.
Pre-order exclusives is just a way for you to no longer go to Amazon.
Yeah, it's like, oh.
The game much cheaper.
It's like, oh, man. You know, going to GameStop, you really need to pre-order it because you won't be able to get it. You're right, because Walmart will not have Mario World. Walmart's going to run out. I can understand if it's like the indie game that GameStop, other than GameStop and Amazon's place, you're only going to get it. Maybe Target after a few years on the discount rack. No, I think I can not have a problem getting Halo.
I got Halo at Target, but it was on Black Friday, so I got it, you know, cheaper.
Yeah. You get to put up with that lovable GameStop employee. You got to pre-order, or you might not be able to get it. I can get it.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And it'd be able there to will get be it. No,
actually, that, I made that joke.
If you want to get illegal, you can even get it off the internet.
The only time I've ever had a problem finding a game was New Super Mario, and that's I just went to another store. Oh, they had it.
Yeah, exactly.
This Walmart sold out.
So John
has it.
What's going on in the chat? No, I can see his mic.
Uh oh.
I can
see. I had on mute. You don't want to hear my labored breathing. You know, it's not as hypnotic as Rob's.
Rob's want to hear your heavy breathing.
Mm-hmm. It takes me to well. You no can panting. Hear it for like $3 a minute, a little bit after.
No,
that's
you see,
panting. That's not breathing.
Maybe I should sell you breathing heavy. That's what I can like outsource.
So you like my voice pimp, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
If you get a giant purple hat with a feather in it, you can totally do that.
Done.
Done. Nice. Nice. I have one around here.
Crocodile loafers. That would be awesome. Okay, so let's see here. Actually, we were talking in the chat about just real quickly about the extras that were the exclusives for the video game content. We were just talking about like how that happens, and I guess I'm just going to guess from my retail experience. If anybody's wondering, what happens is all the retailers say, "Hey, we want exclusive content," and then the distributor goes, "Hey, here's what we can do for each of you, and also by the way, here's what all the other retailers are getting." Because we don't want anybody to be pissed off. A pissed off retailer is a bad thing. So that's usually how it goes. Because the retailer has no idea what a game maker can do for them. They just want stuff. So mm-hmm. And the game maker comes up with stuff. The other thing that kind of came up in the chat was when we were talking about TF Prime toys, there was some demand for the kids. So, you know, that's one thing that we forget about this toy line. Yeah. We're actually going to get kids. And but I guess at least as far as our chat goes, if our chat is indicative of the U.S. population,
well, that's part of the.
They want kids.
Wait, they want to have kids themselves, or they want to buy the kids?
No, I think they
want to purchase children, Peter.
Yes, they want Hasbro to get into child trafficking.
Peter, some of them want to knit scarves for your kids, man.
I hope you didn't learn something about Peter just now.
They want to
have kids.
They complained that the Hasbro children weren't as good quality or didn't have as many paint applications as the Takara children, and it would just be a whole big thing, you know.
Yeah, but they're going. They can't breathe in that FedEx box.
Someone's got a busted ankle. I didn't pay for it.
Man, this. And I got the cheap shipping from Hobbylink Japan, too. Yeah, or they just all throw it in that case. So I don't know when I'm getting it. I have no clue. Eventually, they will get here, though. What's wrong? Someone bought a Godzilla kit. Those toys are pointy. Like 50 million common writers.
Them making fun of the PSN network and Skype, but we love Skype. We hate PSN.
Yeah,
we love Skype.
Well, now Skype. Yeah,
Skype.
A Microsoft product, apparently. So
yeah, that can only help, right?
I guess. Although I don't know, I'm not a big fan of Live, but we'll see.
Not a big fan of anything other than like PowerPoint. I think from Microsoft.
Yeah,
I like PenPal when you type blue balls into Word 97 and you highlighted it and you could play pinball. I like that.
Yeah, I have to say, on this show and other shows, I've really, you know, prided myself on carrying the torch for PlayStation and just saying how awesome PlayStation is. And man, I've just
been to go and do this to you.
I know. I think I tweeted today that I think that PlayStation ought to pay me back everything that I paid for my PlayStation Network connection during this outage.
They are paying.
And you know, you really regret it 2 weeks straight of not having you available for new Soundwave because of all the PSN stuff, that would have been perfect.
Yeah.
They are paying back.
I intentionally avoided the show for that. I'm like, I can't, in good conscience, I just can't take it. I'm going to go in there and just get raped, and I can't do that.
But that would be good entertainment.
Oh, I know. It would be very pleasurable for other people. Not for
man, this show tonight.
We are good.
We're all over the place.
So I think it's time for Rob to plug his spoiler mask.
Spoiler time.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Yes.
Hey, guys, didn't I call it when I said this would be the best show ever?
It is the best show ever. Yeah.
We have shot straight to 1999, 2001 RFC.
It is about to get really great, as we're going to talk about Transformers Prime out of his head. As per usual, this is spoiler space. Rob has the mask on, therefore...
Let me put another one on.
Mask on mask?
Don't double bag the masks.
Yeah, that's killed like 3 people in the last 10 years.
Watching the show, you should really watch the show. Oh man, there you go.
It's the 13th.
We should wear both.
Amy, she's got flashing glasses on.
Yes, it's coming. God. Yay!
Oh, that's awesome.
I went and dug these out. I knew I had to find them because I had to do the spoiler today.
That's amazing. So, anyway, spoiler space. We are in it. We're going to talk about the show. So, who wants to recap the show for us?
Happened. It was pretty cool.
A bunch of
sticky fix got written about Megatron.
Sure, can you want to recap the show for us? Do you know? No? No one? Okay, anyway.
I can do it if
Megatron
you need
Megatron comes back. Yay! There's the spoiler.
There's a lot Megatron, of meandering until Megatron comes back.
Megatron and Bumblebee's brain. Yeah. Megatron basically controls Bumblebee from brain. Megatron goes back to his own brain. Bumblebee back. Bumblebee never says sorry. Yeah.
Megatron
can't talk.
Megatron does a Goldberg beatdown on Starscream.
And
then like full Looney Tunes. Where are you going?
And we also find out that Ratchet can't fight for crap, and all he does is tied.
No, he's not not much of a fighter. Yeah, I mean, it's basically as far as just from an episode standpoint, I mean, most of it is really Megatron sort of vying control for Bumblebee and then trying to get back into his body, which is sort of weird. Like, Starscream has been spending like this whole time just sort of wandering around, and then for some reason today he decides to show up, you know, with Dark Energon and sort of hold it over Megatron. Like, haha, I could stick this in you, but I won't.
Look at that.
What?
Don't worry about that.
I'll tickle you in the armpit.
Oh my god.
Hey, Megatron.
So talk about Transformers Prime.
I promise I was not talking about any sort of Transformers slash fiction. I was talking about the Dark End.
So I guess part of the slash fiction people will be making it for a long time.
Right. There'd be much more angst. Sideways
fandom.
There was. Anyway, so I don't know. It was just sort of like remember Dark Energon is what that felt like. But
they had to reintroduce the concept since Megatron's back now to talk about it every 5 seconds.
Yeah,
some Dark Energon.
Dark Energon. He'll be like G1 Megatron. That he'll come up with a scream that almost works, and then it gets thwarted. And then he forgets to come back to it or, like, refine that scheme. You know, it's like...
The Autobots will never think to turn this off.
All I have to do is put Dark Energon in the Purple Griffin.
Wait, guys, I got it. Cinnamon Apple Energon. Put that
cinnamon
in.
Cinnamon Apple Energon. Yeah. No, grape flavored.
Wind Charger don't like that mess.
But I think the most important thing is that Megatron's back.
Yep.
Yay! So Peter Cullen's going to be missing for a few episodes now, huh?
Yeah, probably.
That's right.
I figured out how they pay for those two. Peter Cullen gets a line per episode, and Frank Welker's been off for the rest of the show.
That's why Bumblebee doesn't talk.
you noticed how they match it. It's like, hey, how can they afford to rock? He has a paragraph of dialogue.
Yeah. At best.
Frank Welker and Peter Cullen. Frank Welker. Those two are really expensive, and Frank Welker works on the Garfield show. Well, you know what? Put him in a coma for like most of the season. Okay, we got him back. What are we going to do with Peter Cullen? Aren't they making that new Voltron show? He's going to be busy. Yes. Peter, go on a walk, man.
We'll send Prime out on like a vision quest or something. That's what they need to do.
Exactly. You know,
go out on a quest.
There's no easy way out.
There's Bumblebee in charge. That'll make things exciting.
There's no shortcut.
Just be Bumblebee sitting there.
Bumblebee ends up as in charge of Prime. It won't matter because he'll only get a line of dialogue per episode anyway.
So he fills the quota.
Right.
So yeah, but hey,
Jack back to fill in the space and the troops until Prime comes back.
They should make Bulkhead leader.
I don't know, but see, I have to say, like, the show has come a long way from the beginning, because now I'm kind of interested. It's like, does this mean that Knockdown is now going to be, like, vying for that second command spot with Starscream? Because
or now they'll be like...
No, now Knockout will be trying to off Starscream for the second in command
spot. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, that could be interesting. Like, I could go for that. That could be good.
Well, Knockout's a better character than Starscream.
That's interesting that you bring that up. We'll be talking about that later.
But, you know, I, the only thing that I really cared about in this episode was after Megatron came back and picked Starscream up by the face.
Yes.
I mean, that
was... Oh, yeah.
He just wants this Megatron to finally...
Because, you know, this Megatron knocked Starscream out of the air when he tried to run away.
That was awesome.
He was going to kill Optimus Prime. He was going to shoot at him, and he knocks him out of the sky.
Megatron grabbed him by the tail and then threw him against the ground. Like, oh, you want to fly? Fly over there, man. He went Looney Tunes on him.
But here again, I think we are going to be faced with that issue of yet another Megatron that's not going to have the smarts to off Starscream.
Yeah. So I'm the only person who really wants him to do that, right? I mean, I think it's a good idea.
He should off him.
You know,
and then he'll come back as Ghost Starscream. It'll be great.
Yeah,
Megatron's never been the smartest. He had to be recreated to someone useful like Galvatron to say, hey, maybe I should kill this guy.
Yeah. Instead of putting him... Galvatron did have a good opener there where he's like, hey, you know what the smart thing would be to do? Kill Starscream.
It's like, Megatron, what are we going to do? Put him on a rock in space with his cohorts. Can he fly? Shut up.
Nothing bad.
Don't you get off that rock, Starscream.
He did something wrong, so we'll fly him out of the island in the middle of nowhere. Wait a minute, he can fly.
Yeah. Starscream, you are forbidden from flying, okay? You'll listen to me.
No flying, okay?
Oh, right.
Well, let's cross your heart.
I think it's better what they're going to do, because we've already, if anybody's seen the preview of what's going to happen next
week. Rob took his mask off, so spoiler time's over.
Oh, my bad. Hang on.
Well, hurry, because this thing is going to give me a headache, man.
No, I don't know. I mean, it's like I don't even like to watch the few previews. I just want to watch the episode and know what happens. So.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll find out what happens to him next week.
Be excited. Yeah. We'll talk about it.
Really we'll talk about it then. You know, everyone right. writes about how great.
Take this off before I go into a seizure.
Yeah.
Right. Megatron, G1 Megatron is the best one ever. Yeah, well, you know what Beast Wars Megatron could do that G1 couldn't? Use himself without having someone hold him.
Yeah.
Hold me!
Yeah. So, Amy, what's the story on comics? What's up
with... Oh, well, we don't have anything coming out this week at all in the Transformers comics world. So, next week, we'll have Foundation 4 and Ongoing 19, so stay tuned for those.
So they didn't think to spread those out, since there wasn't...
I thought they were going to do that too. I expected to have at least one of them this week, but they're doubling up next week. So,
JD, don't be silly, man. They got to put out new issues of Angel.
Well, I know they're really busy with like Doctor Who and Angel.
People read Angel.
G.I. Joe Civil War came out today.
Oh, well.
So if you're into that, go for it. Go find it. It's out. I haven't read it yet, so I don't know if it's any good, but, you know, since it came out today, I'm sure that there's somebody out there that has read it and can give an opinion. Nate, go find it.
Right. So, XV, what happened in history today?
Well, this day in history, Rob's Skype crashed again.
Well, that's,
nice.
That's sort of the present, isn't it?
But in other news...
This day and today.
today, May 11th, 2004, the Transformers PlayStation 2 game by Melbourne House is released in the U.S. And it's the first good Transformers game, you know, ever.
And not again until what, Armada?
Cybertron. No, this was the Armada game.
Oh, that is the Armada game. Okay, yeah. And it was just called Transformers. Okay.
Right.
And then what,
by that time, Energon was on, and it would have been, you know, confusing or something.
Even though the figures were all from Armada.
Shut up.
Okay. Yeah, don't worry about
it. Yeah. Details.
It was the first good Transformers game, and it's still a good game.
Come on, that original Beast Wars game, where it was, like, so pixelated that you couldn't see anything, and, like, it took, like, 5 minutes to transform.
Wait, back then, they didn't call that pixelation. They called that graphics.
Yeah. You couldn't robot mode for more than, like, a minute and a half without getting, like, Energon poisoning and then dying. That was a great game.
There's also the Beast Wars Transmetals game on the PlayStation and Nintendo 64.
Yeah, that was a game too.
That was at least better than the other Beast Wars game.
Yeah, it was better.
But no, the Transformers for PlayStation 2 was definitely, you know, better game.
It was a good game. I didn't own it, but I rented it and played it a little bit. I really liked
it. It's worth owning.
I probably could own it. My PS3 is still the version that will play PS2 games, so I could probably find it somewhere.
And, you know, once you've played through the game a few times normally, then what's fun to do is get cheat codes and put it on so you equip all the mini-cons at once.
You know, when the PlayStation Network goes back up, they ought to put that game up for download. That would be great.
We'll all be dead then, JD.
I know. I no hope the PlayStation
we'll
Network
talk
is
more about that on New Soundwave.
Oh, we'll cry over us.
I'm so depressed now that we have to take a break. So let's take a break and talk to the guys over at Crave Corner. So we'll be right back.
Hey guys, it's Rob of Radio Free Cybertron, and back again is Cole as I Sickler with the Crave Corner. How's it going, Cole?
I'm good. How you doing, Rob?
I'm pretty cool, man. Excellent. How's Crave looking this week?
Crave's looking great this week. You know, we're business as usual. We're also getting ready for a couple things down the line. We're starting to rev up for BotCon, which should be really good.
Awesome.
The details are, we're still hammering out the details, but we've been chatting with some Transformers fan club reps to figure out what we can do at BotCon. So we're going to have a table and we might be sponsoring an event or some kind of activity while we're there as well.
That's
so
very cool.
Those are the details now, but I'll probably have more later and hopefully it'll be a good time.
That's very cool. I really wish I could go to the con this year.
I've never been. I'm excited.
It's a fun time. One thing I always try to tell people, because they go in expecting it to be like an anime con or a sci-fi con, it's none of the above. It's kind of its own creation. You kind of make it your own con. So, you know, be a little more open-minded going like, man, where's the Pokemon panel? It's not an anime con.
I don't think it's the Pokemon panel, personally. But that's okay.
Yeah, you got to catch them all, man.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So,
a true collector's mantra, after all.
So what looks like to be your hot picks from Crave this week?
I was actually going through it about 10 minutes before we started the call, and I hadn't seen this until right now. There's a bunch of loose but complete G1 stuff that went up in the past couple hours. We have a loose complete G1 Grimlock, Slag, Snarl, Swoop, Twin Twist, Whirl, Hound, Topspin, and then a fairly beat up but still not too bad looking G1 Jetfire.
Yes, I'm looking at these two. That Swoop is in really good condition because Swoop is almost impossible to find in any condition resembling good, and this is like a complete one a good price.
Yeah.
That's like, I'm clicking good price right now.
They're solidly priced. And then the Twin Twist and Topspin are both $10, and they're complete too, apparently.
Yeah. It's a great... A Whirl also tends to be really fragile, so getting them in that shape is like...
Yeah,
this guy's cleaning out a collection room, I think, because this is like an impeccable looking collection to be selling off.
And then we had I was pretty pumped to see a G1 Cosmos posted earlier this morning because I'd never seen one, but that one got picked up real quick.
Cosmos is a solid like C-lister on the show, but man, his toy moves. I mean, people yeah. see it, they grab it. I mean, he's so low. He's like this chubby little, you know, space guy. I mean, what's
with
not to love
funny
about
accent.
Him? Exactly. He's like it's Michael McConaughey, the same guy who voiced Trax, and it's like right. you can't tell the voices coming out of that man when you see him in person. When you hear these voices come out, you're like, wow.
Yeah, those are the most fun voice actors, though.
Yes. I was looking at someone's got a Human Alliance Skids up for sale for like $12. That is unheard of a good deal, because that's a great figure for such a crappy character.
Yeah.
Yes, it's like the character is not very fun at all, but that is a really good toy. And so it's like, wow, really?
Which version of Skids are you talking about?
Movie, I'm sorry, Revenge of the Fallen. Little green, little yeah. city beater type car. Yeah.
Well, I see the Skids in RC1, but I'll take your word for it. Oh, that's the one?
Yeah, that's it. It comes with a little
RC. A lot of fans like this one, too. There's a lot of great comments about it.
Yeah, you know, it's loose. It doesn't have the Michaela or the missile, but, you know, for $12, man, that's amazing.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, you can't beat that. I mean, Skids, like I said, Skids is not a very fun character in the movies.
No, absolutely
not. He has great toys for some unforeseen reason. And I don't understand. I like to think of Skids as being, I like to give them my own personalities when the ones I got don't work out. And I like mm-hmm. to see Skids as, do you ever see Ghoulies?
Ghoulies? No.
Yes, a very low-rent horror film series from the late 80s, early 90s. It's kind of like a Gremlins knockoff. But there's this one little green guy that always managed to, every movie, pop out of a toilet and be like, yeah. That's who I like to think of Skids as. It's like fighting Devastator, and you know, they're like, what do we do? And there's a toilet. Nah, let's shoot him. So that's what I like to think
something,
of.
Something about that image sounds familiar, but I might be confusing it with Oscar the Grouch.
That would be even better. Ah, I got a worm. There you go. Well, cool, man. Well, that's awesome. Quick question. Who would win in a fight, Mr. T or Julia Roberts?
Mr. T or Julia Roberts? I don't know, because frankly, Julia Roberts' mouth freaks me out. So I think I'd be, if I were in Mr. T's shoes, I'd be scared of what she was going to do with that.
Exactly. Well, you
and
know,
I'd
I was
be stunned thinking about, into getting my ass beat.
I was thinking about that earlier because you're like, man, Mr. T is next Invincible. But then you got to stop and think. Do you think Mr. T could beat up Blackula? No way. Well, Julia Roberts didn't need a pimp and Pretty Woman, and Blackula had the best pimp cape in the world. It even said so in the movie. The guy was like, man, where'd you get that bad cape? So it's like, thinking Julia Roberts, she's one of the evil.
Well,
dead.
I mean, Julia Roberts is still alive. I feel some of the greatest demon hunters in the world have got to be after her, and she's still kicking. So.
That's a trick. She's actually a deadite. Yeah. She's one of the evil dead. What happened was Bruce Campbell read from the Necronomicon and is like, steel magnolias. I want to have the baby. You can't have that baby. I want to have a baby, mama. And that was like 2 hours of that. That's not holy. Awesome. This is a very Rob-free Cybertron this week.
Rob-free? You're right here.
I know. That's not even a good acronym for this here. Well, awesome, Cole. Well, we'll be seeing you next week.
Yeah, definitely.
We should call it Cole's Corner. I think
we should give the company the website its props.
We could do it like a syndicated cartoon morning host thing, you know, like Cole's Crave Corner on Channel 9. You could have like a little puppet. Hey, Cole.
I want a dance team to do like an intro sequence. That's what I want.
That would be great. And you got to have a singer and make sure they do this with their finger when they're singing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They have to, and like the little penguin waddle. You can't
That's
see
right.
the whole body, but they do like the
Yeah, and apparently it helps, so, and I don't know, but, you know, it works out, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
And there's got to be glitter, and I want you to wear glitter, Cole.
Tons of glitter. Well, I won't be able, you can't escape the glitter. Like, the second you you open a box of glitter in a room, everything will be covered in it. You can't escape glitter.
True, true. You can't. All you got to do is breathe once, and it's in your nose.
Yeah.
You know what I see for you, Cole? Indian makeup. Like little, like right here, like a linebacker, but red.
War paint? Oh.
Yeah, war paint. It's okay, dude. I'm like a quarter Cherokee, so it's okay. We're being racially sensitive. You can put it like right here, and you'll be cool, man.
Okay.
Awesome.
I'll think about it.
Next week, we're going to have a very awesome Crave Corner with fireworks.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Just don't tell Aaron or anybody, okay?
I think she's gonna watch.
Well, afterwards it'll be okay. You did that? Yeah, because what I've learned is while it's going on, people get nervous. But afterwards, when you've done cleaning up, they're like, man, that looked awesome. You did that? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you don't need to be in here, you know, because they see that one fuse. Oh, the insurance. Awesome, man. Well, we'll talk to you next week, okay, Cole?
Well, thanks a lot, Rob. Have a good day.
Back to you, Cast.
All right, that was awesome. Thanks, Crave. I'm going to be hooking up with them and selling my stuff, so that'll be great.
I thought you had given up the idea of selling your body, JD.
No, not my junk. My toys. I've got a lot of Headmasters and Target Master figures, so those are...
Well, until you had Target Master partner, I was going to say this isn't going any really better.
No, Headmaster. You can sell Headmaster. No. So let's talk a bit. Starscream. We talked about Starscream a little bit as far as the Transformers Prime episode. But who's the best Starscream?
Beast Wars second.
Really?
Yes. Oh.
Well, that's good. We'll see you guys next week.
All right, guys. Meeting adjourned.
Did you have to elaborate on that point?
Well, for one particular reason. One, he's something other Starscreams aren't. Effective.
Okay.
Worthy of praise. And in the Beast Wars second movie, he said the most offensive line ever in a Transformers piece of
fiction. What did he say?
You're a lady, Lady Wreck. I shouldn't say it in front of you.
Okay, well, then tell me.
Yeah, she's not.
Okay, Lyo Jr. Lyo Jr. is off doing his stupid Lyo Jr. adventures, and at this point, he's Hellscream, and the Cyber Beasts come and invade, and Lyo Jr. is like, stop right there. He tells Lyo Jr. to go home and suck on his mama's tit.
Nice.
Is that word for word?
That's word for word what he said.
Wow.
It's like, whoa, real Starscream is just like, Megatron tripped. I'm the leader. This guy's like...
making that up.
He's like, this guy's saying mom jokes. You know, animated Starscream is really cool too, like you're saying in the chat, but... dude, that was pretty hardcore. It's like, man, I wish I could have come up with that. Like, dude, I'm going to kick your... yeah, you know what? Why don't you go home and suck on your mama's thang? You know?
I tend to think that the animated Starscream was entertaining, but I don't know if he was like the best Starscream.
Oh, come on. He made incarnations of himself. That was great.
It was entertaining.
It was something that another Starscream wouldn't have done if they would have had the means to do it.
If it wasn't for the other Decepticons showing up, he probably would have been pretty effective. Because remember in that opening movie, he was like handing them their ass left and right. And, you know, they like, you know, here's a MacGuffin way to stop Starscream. After that, it's like, put a bar of soap on the ground, he tripped, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, at that point, he had the Allspark shard in his forehead. Yeah. They couldn't kill
him. It's like
he wanted to.
It's made him invincible, yet really useless.
But it made for one of the best montage sequences ever. Of Megatron just killing him over and over and over again.
Very true.
That's cool. We finally got to see him get killed over and over and over again. It was great. I loved it.
But, you know, that doesn't really say so much about Starscream as a character so much as, you know, Megatron trying to kill him, which is just entertaining.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Entertaining, maybe not necessarily the best. So, no. Anything from Unicron Trilogy? Any of those versions of Starscream? Even slightly redeeming?
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah, Armada Starscream.
Cybertron Starscream was fairly effective.
I admit, really big, I know.
I like
pay much attention to why, but I know that happened.
Better though, right?
He was fun in the Armada Trilogy. I particularly like, you know, Armada, of course, but when he came back as a ghost in Energon, at first he was really fun because he was like Michael Myers Decepticon for the longest. And then it stopped making sense as to why he's following Megatron, but...
Oh, I think it was because Megatron tentacle raped him.
Yeah. Mm. Starscream, stop it. I will follow you, Megatron. Okay.
Yeah, what? Yeah. I mean...
And again, nothing in Energon actually made any sense.
Mm. No. No, it did mean... Yeah. No.
He actually had something of a character arc in the Unicron Trilogy, if you think about it. In Armada. Now, we're going cartoons because the comics were kind of basically he's standard Starscream all the way through. But you know, he starts off, he's like, wanting to impress Megatron. He's actually a little sympathetic, and he's kind of like the Carnivac or whatever villain, but they're still good guys, and you're kind of rooting for him, and then he dies, and it's all kind of sad. Then Energon, he comes back, and he's like this mindless ghost just following orders, and at the end, he starts coming back to himself, and then it's like, F this crap, Megatron, I'm killing, you know, he's the Starscream we know. It's like, there's something of a transition of him being a loyal Decepticon, and then I'm going to wear a funky hat because Megatron's gone. I'm the king.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Starscream in Armada for the most part. They actually, like, developed him.
Yeah. Which that's pretty much the only one.
What, yeah. I mean, maybe we back up for just a second, but, like, what's a quality that, I mean, that we are looking for or are interested in to for a Starscream? I mean,
arrogant jerk trying to usurp Megatron.
Let's see, a scheming, arrogant jerk who's out for number one.
Isn't basically that all the Decepticons?
True, but with Starscream, he's actually, it was like Soundwave wants to be it, but he really doesn't want to put any work into it. Starscream's like, at any chance, Megatron farted. I am the winner, leader. I mean, anything he's trying to usurp, and you know
he's gone. I'm it,
and he's really. And if you read the fan fiction, he's really good in bed. That's why Megatron didn't kill him.
Whoa. Okay, wow.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it's a little early still, but I mean, I'm kind of partial to the Transformers Prime Starscream just because, I mean, I think as far as like taking over and being in charge and finding that way to the top, I mean, I think he did a pretty good job of that. I mean, and he seemed fairly effective as far as actually leading the Decepticons. And he,
they just didn't want to follow him.
No, but I mean, he was at least thoughtful in the sense that he knew who his enemies were within. I mean, as far as he knew, Soundwave wasn't necessarily going to be a great ally, so he was going to have to be cautious. I mean, that's, you know, that's intuitive. That's interesting. It's not just assuming that you're in charge and therefore everybody's going to follow you, you know. And like I said, it remains to be seen. Now that Megatron is back, I think that'll be the real test for this version of Starscream.
Our buddy,
I predict more tentacle rape.
Our buddy Bumblebee Z3 in the chat, or you know, my friend Robert, he said the best way to compare what Starscream should be: Daffy Duck.
Yes,
that is the best. I have never thought of that. That is so true.
That's a good analogy.
That's definitely so, unique Megatron view season right there.
Yeah, it's right, it's so, Daffy Duck to Megatron's Bugs Bunny.
I think we're all over the place. I don't think there's a consensus. John, did you have any input on this? Or?
Oh no, I mean, I'm in the Armada camp just because he's not a one note character. He got a little wishy washy at the end, right. You know, kind of flip floppy. But I appreciate him. You know, I appreciate what he tried to do. I mean, he switched factions for like 10 minutes, an episode, but he did. So you know, points for that.
And Peter, did you? What was your vote?
I didn't vote.
I don't care.
Do you want to vote?
No,
I prefer Heinlad.
Okay, I would say I don't animated. I guess
animated.
Yeah.
So we're kind of all over the place. We don't really have a good consensus on this.
No.
You know,
we're all unique.
It's a compliment to the character.
You know, I think that does kind of say that, you know, there's different versions of that character that plays to each other. I mean, it's not like, you know, it's not like where we say when we had this discussion about Megatron, it was pretty much like, yeah, it's Beast Wars Megatron. That's it. You know,
yeah, I mean, there's really no debate with Megatrons.
Yeah, you know, that's.
We didn't even touch movie Starscream, which might say something.
Yeah.
He's stereotypically Starscream, too, so it's like, really, what?
I know. Yeah. Well, I think my only problem with that is because that character is still, I think, highly underdeveloped. I think that as fans, we're able to imply things about that character. But, I mean, if you think about it, he's really only had 7, 8, 10 lines. I mean,
what's funny with him is you put him in the movie and he's like just a non-character named Starscream. But like the supporting media they make, like the comics and all that, it's like, that's Starscream. He just looks like a monkey chicken.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Starscream.
So we're all over the place, but I think, again, yeah, I agree. I think that's a tribute to the character. I think that, you know, different versions of Starscream speak to different people, and, you know, that's what makes him fun.
He's a complex character.
Yes. So, Rob, help us. What the hell happened on Twitter Theater?
Twitter Theater is all about keeping it cool, man.
Keeping it cool, yeah.
got some chill bros called the Chris Potter Art Band. Mm-hmm. You know, they're doing a concert in someone's backyard.
That's a nice barbecue word for it.
And they ironically play us the Transformers theme song in true garage band fashion. And everyone at the party wishes they weren't there while they do it.
Yeah.
Even the little kids who are like covering their ears.
Yeah, I was going to say about a minute into the show, there's a mom that looks up, smiles. She's got her hands over her kid's ears. It was great. I was like,
in defense of that, when I was little like that, you know, the loud music hurt my ears a lot too, so I basically had the same thing going on.
It's great because like the band is rocking the hell out. Like, man, we are doing good, and everyone's like, yeah. Whose cousin is this?
How many?
Whose cousin is this?
I don't know. I watched this video and I got to about like the minute 20 mark, and I felt like I'd been watching it for an hour, and turned it off. And I'm like, I've only watched that for like a minute. And the whole thing's only 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
But dear God.
The backup singers are like screeching.
Destroy!
Yeah. Like, yeah. What?
I just had to laugh at that.
What my favorite part was toward the end, you'll see there's like a mother trying to dance with her kid, like, hey, let's have a good time. And the kid's got that, I just crap my pants look on his face, like, just like, grandma's not going to the store. Look, just, this is bad.
What? Once again, Rob, you've just found something.
I am full of them, guys.
I had a friend over and I actually showed her the Bonita Prime.
Run.
The one that made us all puke.
Yes, she was absolutely appalled.
Well, those of you who were, you know, foolish enough to actually watch it.
So here's my suggestion.
I watched like 30 seconds of it. Ugh, it was enough.
You should record reaction videos to showing that video to your friends. Just a suggestion. And if you do that, let us know on the show. Because that would be great. Awesome.
You know, I Googled that band just to see what else they've done. You know, obviously they're a local band, but just to see what all would come up. And I found these reviews, one saying, Chris Potter is a musical genius that leads his band. So it's like, all these are written by this guy and his mom.
Wow.
Yes.
Nice.
One described him as a musical genius. It's like, you know what? Going bling, 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 bling isn't a musical genius.
Yeah.
It's musical something.
Something, yeah. All right. Well, hey, that's the show.
We made it through one. Woohoo!
It's like a full-length RFC.
I know.
We did. I
can good job, JD. Way to stretch it out, man.
I'm telling you, my show, Fanboy Versus, I do that show. Takes like 2 hours and 10 minutes. I guarantee you I could stretch this show out to that long. I'm not going to do that, but I could. Anyway, thanks for joining us live. Of course, we record the show on Wednesday nights, 8:30 Eastern. Yes. So you should join us live. If you can't do that, watch the video version because it's awesome. If not, download us and all those things as well. So, and also if you are watching live, stay tuned because John DeLuna is going to host New Soundwave.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes.
All kinds spoilers, of videos.
PSN still down.
Yes, it's still down.
Hey.
How long
man, I'll never get to play this game.
At least
I only got one.
Are we on to 3 weeks here? We're in the weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
has cancer been cured yet?
Yeah, I know.
It will before the PSN is out.
Seriously.
And I love that like a week or so ago, there was a suggestion that was like, well, you need to change your PlayStation Network password. I'm like, really? How the hell am I going to do that?
I can't. Nice. Prevent yourself from get your information getting stolen.
Click here if you are a hacker.
How?
Yeah. When are we going to do that?
What happened?
It's too late. It's already been stolen.
Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned for New Soundwave. We'll see y'all next week.
Right. Bye.
Adios.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2011, Radio Free Cybertron.